Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Sweet simplicity. This is the topic of today's Wisdom for Women, Proverbs 30, verses 7 through 9. Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Or I may become poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. Simple living is our topic today. Paul said, godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. This is an interesting proverb to ponder right before Christmas. For many, Christmas is anything but simple, and we are far from contented. Busyness can be an excuse, a replacement, an avoidance of authenticity. We fill our day so full we don't have time to attend to the real and important. Simplicity takes discipline. It takes solitude and quietness before God. Wouldn't it be sweet if we did return to the basics? Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Contentment, you see, is first a choice and then it becomes a habit. Let's look at the simplicity of the birth of Jesus on that very first Christmas. They were far from home. His mother was young. They were poor, shut out, homeless. And yet, as we emotionally visit that humble little scene in the stable, it captures us. It has a majesty not found in palaces. There was a joy and hope. And most of all, God was near. Emmanuel is the message. God with us. And when He is near, our hearts are full. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's Word will make you wise.